a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House Commerce and Energy Committee will now come to order for our last meeting of this session, hopefully. I'd like to welcome the very few we have here outside of our committee members with us in the room this morning, as well as any that may be listening on the internet, and remind everyone here to check your cell phones, make sure that they're turned to the off or silent mode. And with that, I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Anderson,
here.
Kamek,
here.
Greenfield, Kirschman,
here.
Langer, Nelson, Parsley, Peterson,
here.
Rounds,
here.
Stalzer, Westra,
here.
Consett, Solem,
here.
We do have a quorum.
We have a quorum. And with that, I will ask if everyone has had the opportunity to review our last batch of minutes for the session.
Move to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve by Representative Round, seconded by Representative Anderson. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. Well, the reason why I called this meeting, we don't even have a microphone. It's down on the floor. Let's have our returning pages come up and introduce themselves and tell us why you're not in school this week.
I'm Greg Hauer from Yankton, and I'm not in school this week because I'm helping all of you guys out, obviously.
That's a pretty good excuse.
Hi, I'm Ashley Sorensen, and I'm not in school this week because it is my spring break, but I wanted to spend it here.
Well, so, you are awesome. Thank you. Okay. As we typically do at the end of session, we have a short meeting to discuss any subjects that you as a committee might think that we should take a look at for a study, summer study, or an interim session. And with that, I'm just going to open the floor up to anyone here who would like to throw some ideas out. Well, that was pretty easy. Representative Round.
If I may, I would like to talk about local government. We decided on four summer study possible issues, and I'll just run those by the committee here and
certainly
see if members approve or disapprove from this committee. But one of the issues that we brought up was the social and economic impact of illegal immigration. The second study that we talked about was the social impact of a video lottery / gambling in South Dakota. And we also talked about a review of the campaign laws, which would be Section 12 of the codified laws. And the last one, I believe, was a little bit on education funding, but it dealt with the split of dollars when it comes to property taxes within a community. The way it was explained is, you know, the counties get a percent, schools get a percent, municipalities get a percentage of these property taxes. And they wanted to delve into that a little bit. But those are just some of the ideas we floated around in local government. One of the ideas that I've talked about since is we've had a lot of payday lending legislation come before this committee. I think since I've been up here, I think I've seen four or five bills, major ones, come through, and that's something that some people wanted to talk about in the off season. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Other comments? Summer study. You know, one of the things that popped into my mind was, you know, we had a bill, and there's another one still in play regarding video lottery. And there has been a summer study conducted by an outside research organization, and they've came back with their recommendations. There are some 10 or 15 different recommendations that that study brought out. The two bills we had regarding a video lottery were only two of those. And, you know, that may be something else for consideration. Representative Peterson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a discussion with Norm Lingwell from video from the lottery this morning, and he tells me that internally they will finance a study if this expansion bill passes to 15. So,
okay,
that might be a topic that's already going to be financed that has a source of financing for it.
Okay,
I thought they could do it internally with the money that they have, with their budget
out of revenues budget,
out of their budget, yes,
as opposed to LRC's budget. I'm
yes,
not certain how that would work, whether
I don't know
the funding
how that works.
For their folks may come out of the revenue budget, and I think if it were any of us sitting on that committee, probably it'd be included in our out of our legislative budget. I'm not certain where we're at on that, but that would yet to be determined. Any other comments? I will make note of that on one of our interim study sheets. Representative Kirschman.
Maybe we should do a study on the wine subject, delivery of wine shipping. I can't remember how many times we've had that bill. Three or four times at least, haven't we?
There has been, and of course, the legislation that we've seen here, the way I understand it, could possibly still be in play is, that was based on a summer study just recently done. I'm not sure of the makeup of that group.
Well, there was a summer study, but it wasn't us.
True.
We weren't included, and so I think if we had everybody included, it would be more important than, because you didn't know about it, did you?
No, not, yeah. I started catching wind around just shortly before Christmas.
Done by a lobbyist for a certain.
True.
And we should do, everybody should be included.
Sure.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Back in 2009, we did a study on the alcohol laws in South Dakota. And we really didn't have a whole lot of time with just four meetings to do a real in-depth look. And this is just one of the issues, the wine. You've got beer coming up and distilled spirits in South Dakota. Delivery is an issue. And if you have one, you're going to have a clamor out there to include the other two in the study. And so I don't know if we can limit it to just wine itself, but maybe the delivery aspect of spirits, alcohol, wine, however you want to put it, could be taken into consideration.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Can follow up, is there a way to just limit it to just wine? Otherwise, you're opening Pandora's box on the other ones.
Yes, there is. And the way the summer study is designed, you could narrowly focus on that, but it would be up to that committee chair to stay focused just on that wine issue. I know a few years back we had a wind energy competitive advisory task force, of which I chaired, and there were potentials to go all over the roadmap, and that was probably one of my biggest challenges chairing that committee, is to keep the focus narrowly on what we can do to spur on the development of wind energy. So yeah, that would be a challenge for that chairman to keep it within the scope. Please.
I've got sitting on my desk three bills that I didn't bring this year. They all dealt with the distribution of the different types of spirits. I didn't bring them this year, but there is a lot of interest out there on microbreweries and those smaller breweries that are coming up in South Dakota. They're seeing this as a big issue of getting their product to the retailer. And I just feel if we're going to include one type of alcohol, the others are going to demand. I mean, they're going to be there giving testimony on their product. And so I think the focus should be on delivery, maybe not on wine itself, but on the delivery aspect, because that's where this is going to go. We're going to be seeing those bills come next year for those that are here. And including those in the study, I think, would be a good idea. Otherwise, we'll be back again the following year and the following year.
So you recommend expanding that to include all alcoholic beverages, deliveries. Okay. Well, that still is yet to be determined. Yes, Representative Anderson.
Just thinking about the delivery aspect of that, I guess one of the concepts that I would want to at least look at is how does the current delivery system restrict small market players in that, you know, you're talking about microbreweries. Are they capable of accessing the distributor tiered system, which I don't fully understand, but that'd be something that we could look at, some aspect that we could look at.
Certainly.
I would, Mr. Chair, I would say that if we're...
You'd turn your mic on.
I would say that if we're going to discuss something like that, one of the concerns that I had on this, on the last one we considered, was that we don't want to put our local retailers at a disadvantage, both from a tax standpoint and a competitive standpoint. And so if we're going to open this delivery up by outside of the state entities, then we want to make sure that the local retailer that has a wine club can also take advantage of those same delivery systems that are available to out-of-state entities.
So that would be.
So I guess what my point is that I would like, if we do get into a summer study about this, then I would like to have it include the retail side of, you know, the local retail side of things.
Okay, Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think this is something that, I guess I kind of alluded to that in my motion the other day, that this is something that needs to go back and somehow be further evaluated. And the answer may be that we're not ready or interested in that type of a system that steps outside our traditional retail at this point in time. I mean, I don't know the answer to that, but I think we should always be open to that answer, because you will have people on both sides of that issue when we get in, if we do adopt this as a summer study. I think vetting those issues thoroughly helps us as a committee then if this comes back. So
certainly. Representative Kirschman.
Well, I just know the local in Sioux Falls, Arch Beal gives money to contributions to all kinds of softball teams and baseball teams and Little League. I don't think these out-of-state wineries are going to be supporting local charity efforts like that, you know, like to the tune that Arch Beal does in Sioux Falls. So I think it's a terrible idea to open it up and then take money out of his profits. He does all this stuff for free, you know. So,
okay, good point.
If I may follow up, thank you, Mr. Chair. Right now, we're not debating the pros and cons, and I think we're looking at the three-tiered system, basically. Mm-hmm. Once you start talking the shipment of wine into the state, you're involving the whole three-tiered system from the producer or the manufacturer, the distributor, and the retailer. So anything that we recommend for a summer study will involve all three aspects, the retailer, the manufacturer, and that's why I thought, If we're going to do it, include them all, beer, wine, and spirits, because they're all affected by the three-tiered system.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also, I think they have to be concerned with equality of taxation for the local and the out-of-state. I think that's one of the big issues that leads to the defeat of this bill, is equality of taxation.
Okay. Representative Parsley.
Thank you. I think what I'm hearing here, if you're looking for a recommendation, that this is one of the things that this committee certainly would want to recommend as a study. As you say, this may come back today or tomorrow as well, and uh, I
I know we're online here, but I kind of like to liken this to the whack-a-mole bill. It seems like it gets whacked and it keeps popping up someplace. I think it's been defeated, had four negative votes, and still may come up. So I think there's a strong desire by folks out there to have this fully vetted in a more public, and not that we're not a public way, but we do get limited on time here when we're discussing these issues, in a setting where we could get all the players to the table, hear all the arguments, and make a thoughtful way to move forward on this. So.
Okay, very good. Any other comments? No? Anything else on insurance, on banking? Think of, or on, you know, real estate, any of the other subjects that we've addressed here in the committee. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I received a text message from Representative Nelson yesterday, and he apologized and wanted me to share that he would not be able to make it today. I know this will be a surprise, given the source, but he said, one thing I would like to see is a study on the cost of illegal immigration and how it impacts commerce in South Dakota. So I told him I'd share that with the committee. And
how did that relate to your immigration bill, Representative Brown?
That's exactly the recommendation that we're putting forward at a local government committee. We've already written up a draft of that study, and we're submitting that to the E-Board.
But did the word, how it affects commerce in South Dakota, were they
included? Yes, the word commerce is in there. There's a lot of words, and we're going to probably have to have E-Board narrow it down a little bit. But the social impact, the commerce, the economic impact, it was a complete study of illegal immigration. And
very well.
But that one there was submitted by local government.
Thank you. Good.
So it's in. Other comments? Representative Kirschman.
I can't remember the number, but the sister that testified on that bill last year didn't think there were a lot of overwhelming number of illegal immigrants because of the weather up here. It's just too cold. So she said, I asked her the number, how many she thought there were, and I think it was 1,000. That's that's just a net. So,
I certainly don't understand how weather would come into play.
It's too cold for them. they just don't like the weather here.
No, I'm sorry. We Norwegians are okay with this. Representative Rounds?
If I may follow up on that, thank you. During our discussion on this, the number was brought up on the bill that we had on the floor that dealt with the providing medical services to the unborn of illegal aliens. The number of 190 was brought out several times. And if we figure that there's 190 that are pregnant in South Dakota, just take it from there and kind of figure out how many aren't and how many are male. I think maybe the information that was given to us, there could be a lot more than 1,000. But you also have to understand, in South Dakota, I think a lot of this comes in during the warmer seasons when you have the farming and you have the tourist trade up here. So,
Representative Parsley.
I think that's right. I think the warmer season, I think oftentimes we may, and this is why this type of study would be good, because we may, I mean, there are farm work visas that those folks do receive during that period of time, and we oftentimes may confuse people who we think are illegal that are actually here on temporary work permits that do address exactly what you're saying, Representative Rounds.
Representative Kirschman?
I think that's what a lot of the Hispanics that work in the dairy industry, they stay for 10 months and then go back for 2 and then reapply, and the company wants them back because they're good workers. So, but they have a green card, so.
Right. They are documented workers. Yep. Representative Greenfield got the memo, Representative Rounds.
Everybody's wearing blue.
And obviously you didn't. Certainly. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Mr. Chairman, I do have one more comment I'd like to make before we adjourn. I would just like to commend the chairman for your conducting this committee this year. As part of the minority party, I've always felt like we had our opportunity to make comments, to enter into the process, make substitute motions, do those kinds of things, and we really appreciate that. We just appreciate that. So you did a nice job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Representative Peterson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just want to add on to that. I've always found you to be a very fair individual. You treat everybody equal, and we really appreciate it. And not to say that some of our other chairs don't either. My other chair in taxation does an excellent job, too, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Representative. Chair. Representative Brown. The toot-your horn.
Being the fact that I am kind of responsible for training, Mr. Chair, I would like to say you've learned well, Grasshopper. You've done a very good job. And, of course, the staff here that is sitting to your left have advised you very well this year. So I would like to thank you also. You ran a very good committee.
Thank you. Representative Parsley.
Thank you. You know, and sometimes in spite of our mentors, we do a very good job.
Thank you. I wasn't going to say that, but as long as you brought it up, I appreciate those comments. And duly entered for perpetuity, I guess, is the word to use. Representative Kamak.
I would like to say that the chair did a fine job, but as a whole, a committee with having very diverse opinions, I thought we did a good job of being efficient, getting the people's work done. And I think we were all respectful of each other and listening to everyone's opinion and as well as the folks that came to testify. And I'm proud to be part of this.
Did you just steal my closing remark?
Sorry.
Notes? I was wondering. Thank you. No, I have to echo those comments. You know, I am absolutely pleased as the chair that I've had such an awesome group to work with. We've got such a diversity of knowledge and expertise here that I am totally fortunate to have a committee such as this. My vice chair, Representative Konzett, bailed. I was going to talk her up quite a bit too, but I will continue to do that. You know, I am absolutely fortunate to have a vice chair such as Representative Konzett. Here a few weeks back, I was certainly under the weather, and so I just handed her the gavel, and she took it and ran. So she will have her opportunity here soon. I would hope to actually run the gavel and run the committee, and I have absolutely no problem with her being able to get the job done. The comment came up about our very able and learned at LRC staff. And Doug and Diane, thank you very much. We certainly appreciate your wisdom and expertise keeping us on track when we get off track. We had a rail bill, didn't we? Talk about derail and so on. But with that, Doug and Diane, I would like to pass along a small token of our appreciation for you. Use that however you wish, grab that significant other. Well, you can grab your favorite legislator, too, and go out and have a fine meal. We certainly appreciate what you do for us here, so that definitely hasn't gone unnoticed. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Certainly.
Very much.
Doug?
I'd just like to express my thanks also, and this has been a good committee to work for. It's moved your business along, and it's I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Any other comments for the good of the cause? Representative Greenfield.
And I'm going down a trip down memory lane here, and First of all, thank you to everybody. Everybody who's part of this committee in any way, and that does, as you well know, it does include LRC staff. They're very important to us. But Mr. Chair, last year, our first committee meeting with you as the chairman, you wielded this enormous gavel. And I had high hopes that there would be more excitement than what there has been. Whatever happened to that thing? You were
that gavel is actually on the windowsill in the office directly below us. I figured the very first committee meeting, as long as you set the boundary lines and the rules, I wouldn't need it anymore. Well, and I didn't.
True.
And so then Diane said, no, here's a gavel that you can handle and you're not going to hurt yourself. And so this is the one I've been using ever since. But yeah, feel free to look in the leader's office on the windowsill and you'll see this very humongous gavel that, yeah. And so I saw no need to bring the attention getter up here and use it during the committee process. So anything else? I will submit some of our conversations here regarding a summer study. I'll fill out the forms and give those to LRC and they can watch for those. They'll come out in the mail. You'll be able to make your selections and we'll go from there.
Chair.
Representative Rounds.
I would move we adjourn.
Second.
That motion by Representative Rounds for adjournment, that was seconded by a whole bunch of folks over here. Representative Parsley, all in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned.
We actually had to know.